they're all recent movements as far as based on the table they love
themselves. Not sure. We'd have to put them on the spot for that, but it's all. Let me take one sister, a question from the sister, because the sisters didn't get a chance to participate. Would you have one of these sisters' questions? Then we'll have to, I think, we're running out of time, right? Yeah. We have learned that knowledge is incumbent upon every Muslim. Does making istighfar equal the attainment of knowledge? Well, making istighfar, and, you know, knowledge is of two types. There's an obligatory part of knowledge, which every Muslim must have. And there is a knowledge which is, you know, non-obligatory, but the more you have of it, the closer you draw to Allah. And part of that obligatory knowledge is istighfar. So, you know, that obligatory knowledge will lead you to the importance of seeking forgiveness for your sins. And, you know, you cannot say that it's equal to seeking knowledge or it's less than, but both seeking knowledge and repentance, and, you know, go hand in hand. Isn't it danger to look at individuals and see if they fit those characteristics to make a judgment whether they fit this or that group? The purpose of these qualities isn't it for us to personally to improve ourselves? Yes, I think I understand what the sister is trying to. That when I mention these characteristics and we apply it as a yardstick or a measure, I wasn't trying to imply that we should go out now and say, okay, these are the characteristics, and let's start, you know, checking on the Muslims. No, but what I'm trying to say is that it helps us to, you know, deal with different Muslims, because when we, you know, we first want to apply it to ourselves, but when we go out and give da'wah, when we meet other Muslim groups and so forth, I mean, we have to have a relationship with these people. And when we find, you know, that these characteristics within them, the more of that we find within them, our love to them and our support for them should be to that degree. And the less of that, we should then, if we can assist them in moving them closer, then well and fine. If not, at least, you know, thank them for the good they do, and make dua for them. I guess that's a good indication to end this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Shalom alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.